Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says the country well on track to becoming developed nation by 2047. Credits all-round economic growth due to social programs. In her address to nation on the eve of Independence Day, President Murmu slams Pehelgam terror attack, lauds armed forces for befitting reply through Operation Sindoor. President says AI is next stage of technological advancement, stresses India AI mission will boost nation's strength. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead the nation in celebrating 79th Independence Day tomorrow. 127 gallantry awards and 40 distinguished service awards to be conferred on armed forces and central armed police forces. India hits out at Pakistan's reckless warmongering, warns of painful consequences. And a massive cloudburst in Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir, multiple casualties reported. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that India is well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047. In her address to the nation on the eve of the 79th Independence Day, President Murmu attributed this to the all-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives. She said, "The nation is marching ahead during the Amrit Kal and every citizen is contributing to the best of their ability."
Development serves the purpose only when it helps those on the margins and opens new opportunities for them. Moreover, we are increasing our self-reliance on every area possible. This has added to our self-confidence and increased the momentum of our journey towards becoming Viksit Bharat.
The president termed the killing of innocent citizens in the Pehelgam terror attack as cowardly and utterly inhuman. She said India responded in a decisive manner and with a steely resolve.
This year we had to face the scourge of terrorism. Killing innocent citizens on holiday in Kashmir was cowardly and utterly inhuman. India responded in a decisive manner and with steely resolve. Operation Sindoor showed that our armed forces are prepared to meet any eventuality when it comes to guarding the nation. With strategic clarity and technical capability, they destroyed terrorist hubs across the border.
President Murmu stated that India's unity was most noticeable during this operation, and it was a befitting response to those who wanted to divide the country. She pointed out that India's unity was on display also in the multi-party delegations of the members of parliament that reached out to various nations to explain India's position.
Operation Sindoor was also a test case of the Atmanirbhar Bharat mission in the defense sector. The outcome has proved that we are on the right path. Our indigenous manufacturing has achieved the critical level that makes us self-sufficient in meeting many of our security requirements. These are landmark achievements in India's defense history since independence.
The president highlighted that India is the fastest growing economy among the major economies in the world, with a GDP growth rate of 6.5% in the last fiscal. The president said the states and regions earlier known for weaker economic performance are now showing their true potential and catching up with the front runners.
Even amid stress in the global economy, demand at home is pacing ahead. Inflation has remained under control. Exports are rising. All key indicators show the economy in the pink of health. This is as much due to carefully calibrated reforms and sagacious economic management as due to the hard work and dedication of our workers and farmers.
President Murmu mentioned that National Highway Network under the Bharatmala Pariyojana has been expanded and strengthened. She said the railways have also innovated, introducing new types of trains and coaches equipped with latest technologies. She stated that the inauguration of the rail link in Kashmir Valley is a major accomplishment.
We have expanded and strengthened the national highway network under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. The railways too have innovated, introducing new types of trains and coaches equipped with latest technologies. The inauguration of the rail link in Kashmir Valley is a major accomplishment. Rail connectivity with the valley will boost trade and tourism in the region and open new economic possibilities.
President Murmu noted that in view of rapid urbanization, the government has been paying special attention to improving the conditions of the cities, including expanding metro rail facilities. She added that the government considers the basic communities of life as rightful claims of the citizens, and Jal Jeevan Mission is making progress in providing tap water supply to rural households. In her address, President Draupadi Murmu underlined that healthcare sector has undergone a paradigm shift with a variety of initiatives under Ayushman Bharat.
In the healthcare sector, we have been witnessing a paradigm shift with a variety of initiatives under Ayushman Bharat, the largest healthcare scheme of its kind in the world. This scheme has already provided cover to more than 55 crore people. The government extended this benefit to all senior citizens of the age of 70 years and above, regardless of their income.
Touching upon the subject of Digital India, the president said nearly all villages have 4G mobile connectivity and the remaining few thousands will be covered soon. She added that this has made large-scale adoption of digital payment technologies possible, in which India has become a world leader in a short span. The president remarked that artificial intelligence is the next stage of technological advancement and has already entered into people's lives. She highlighted that the government has launched the India AI Mission to strengthen the country's AI capabilities.
The government has launched the India AI Mission to strengthen the country's AI capabilities. It is also helping to build AI models that answer to India's specific requirements.
Speaking about the country's progress in sports and games, President Murmu expressed confidence that India will establish itself as a global sporting powerhouse under the vision of the National Sports Policy 2025. President Murmu noted that the gender gap in employment has also been reducing. She said that with Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, the empowerment of women is no longer a slogan, but a reality. She noted that people belonging to scheduled caste, scheduled tribes, backward classes, and other communities are shedding the tag of marginalized. The president highlighted that India had the oldest republics in the world, and it is rightly acknowledged as the mother of democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on the eve of Independence Day, President Draupadi Murmu has given a thoughtful address in which she has highlighted the collective progress of the nation and the opportunities ahead. Mr. Modi said that the president reminded the countrymen of the sacrifices that paved the way for India's freedom and called upon every citizen to contribute towards nation building. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
On this Independence Day, Akashvani brings you a special program on Operation Sindoor, a testament to the bravery and valor of our armed forces.
Operation Sindoor, Nyay ki akhand pratigya hai.
Tune into 100.1 MHz Akashvani FM Gold at 9:30 p.m. on 15th August.
Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of a Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These include Indian contingent of Special Olympics 2025, winners of international sports events and gold medalists of Khelo India Para Games. To promote patriotic fervor among citizens and to celebrate victory of Operation Sindoor, a number of band performances will be conducted pan-India for the first time tomorrow evening. The performances will be conducted by the bands of Army, Navy, Air Force and paramilitary forces at over 140 prominent locations throughout the country. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Our correspondent reports that security has been tightened in the national capital ahead of Independence Day celebrations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has greeted the nation on the eve of Independence Day, exuding pride that India stands as the world's largest democracy and one of its leading economies today. In his message, Mr. Birla said, "Today's India is defined by self-respect and self-reliance." President Draupadi Murmu has approved 127 gallantry awards and 40 distinguished service awards to the Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces CAPF personnel on the eve of Independence Day. These include 4 Kirti Chakra, 15 Veer Chakra, 16 Shaurya Chakra, 2 Bhatu Sena Medals, 58 Sena Medals, 6 Nau Sena Medals and 26 Vayu Sena Medals. The President has also approved 290 mention in dispatches and Tat Rakshak medals to 5 Indian Coast Guard personnel. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor carried out by the armed forces has emerged as a balanced military response amidst the asymmetric warfare being witnessed across the globe. In his Sandesh to soldiers, aired from Akashwani on the eve of 79th Independence Day, Mr. Singh termed India's actions during the operation as a shining example of a precise and successful military strategy and a glimpse of a new vision, technological advancements and self-reliance.
भारत द्वारा उठाया गया हर कदम जो देश की शांति और स्थिरता को भंग करने की हर कोशिश के विरुद्ध होता है वही हमारे इस मूल संकल्प से प्रेरित है कि हम अपनी संप्रभुता और राष्ट्रीय सुरक्षा से किसी भी सूरत में कोई समझौता नहीं करेंगे चाहे वो किसी सीमा पार से किया गया हमला हो या देश के भीतर डर और असुरक्षा का माहौल पैदा करने की आतंकवादी साजिश हो हमारा जवाब केवल प्रतिक्रिया देना भर नहीं होता है बल्कि एक स्पष्ट संदेश होता है
In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive cloudburst struck a remote village in Kishtwar district this afternoon, in which multiple casualties were reported. Over 75 people have been injured and many are still missing. Our correspondent reports that the disaster hit Chashoti, the last motorable village on the way to the Machel Mata temple, when a large number of people had gathered for the Machel Mata Yatra today. The annual Yatra to the shrine has been suspended. India today hit out at Pakistan for reckless warmongering and hateful comments from its leadership, saying that any misadventure will have painful consequences, as was demonstrated recently. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan would be well advised to temper its rhetoric. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu says the country well on track to becoming developed nation by 2047, credits all-round economic growth to social programs. In her address to nation on the eve of Independence Day, President Murmu slams Pehelgam terror attack, lauds armed forces for befitting reply through Operation Sindoor. President says AI is next stage of technological advancement, stresses India AI mission will boost nation's strength. Prime Minister Modi to lead the nation in celebrating 79th Independence Day tomorrow. 127 gallantry awards and 40 distinguished service awards to be conferred on armed forces and CAPF. India hits out at Pakistan's reckless warmongering, warns of painful consequences, and a massive cloudburst in Kishtwar district of Jammu kills many. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.